That's exactly what I intend to do.
Krista, mornings on 93.1 Jams. It's relationship rehab, other people's problems, your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
Yes, indeed. It is time to help out our girl, Edith. She has emailed us a question and definitely want to hear from you at 321-0931 with Relationship Rehab. Here we go. Hey, Krista. I absolutely love your show. You're very sweet. Thank you. And I kind of nervous about writing to you on this. Here we go. I have a really weird problem. See, my husband, not too sadly, asked my ring size a few months ago. Obviously, I suspected he was going to get me a ring for Christmas. I snooped a bit and I found the ring he got for me. And honestly, I hate it. It is the most gaudy, hideous thing that I have ever seen, and I'm so shocked that he got this to me. I'm actually very upset. I don't want it, and I don't want to wear it, but the problem is that I don't want to hurt his feelings. Should I tell him that I saw the ring and I don't like it whatsoever, or should I fake liking it? Wow, this is a very, very sticky situation, once again, with Edith. I'll paraphrase once again. Edith is married, all right? Her husband asked her for her ring size because sometimes we forget. I don't even know what my ring size is anymore. So anyway, she suspected that, hey, my husband's going to get me a ring for Christmas. That's awesome. Well, we do like we do, women. We, of course, like to snoop sometimes. And she found this ring. She opened up the pretty box, and she absolutely hates it. She can't stand it. She's upset. She doesn't want to wear it. She doesn't want to hurt her husband's feelings. She doesn't know she should tell him that she found the ring by snooping, or that she doesn't like it, or should she just lie altogether? I definitely want to hear from you. Let's see. 931 Jams. Good morning, Carol. What do you think?
Hey, I think that she needs to somehow subtly tell him by, like, maybe snooping for it on the internet and calling him over and being like, oh, look how gaudy this ring is.
Wow, look at you. Are you experienced in this department?
I mean, maybe.
Girl. Okay, so, oh my gosh, that's very clever of you. So, okay, so again, just bring them on to the internet, find that ring, and be like, oh, God, look at this. No, honey, uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, she's listening, so maybe she'll take that idea from you. So thanks for calling.
Welcome.
All right, honey. Bye-bye. We got a lot of people now calling. Good morning, 931 Jams. Phil, what do you think?
I think she has to tell him.
You do?
I mean, I think, she went out and found out the way she did. But, I mean, ultimately, he asked her what her ring size was for. Obviously, the ring's for her. I mean,
right.
There's like not any gray area about it. So she needs to tell him because, I mean, she's going to have that ring forever, and it's just going to be something that just never goes away. And it could turn into something that's totally out of proportion from just, you know, just that the one little thing about her not liking the ring. So,
yeah,
I mean, for the best interest of their whole relationship, I think.
Right.
She just has to tell him. I mean,
so you think she should?
It was
tell
a dishonest
him.
Thing yeah. to do, but I mean, that's what it's all about. She has to actually. I mean, she should just be honest about it.
Okay.
To be perfectly honest, I mean, the ring's
yeah.
for her. I don't think it's a huge deal, but it would be. It will be a huge deal,
right,
if she has that ring forever, and it's just basically holding a secret or a grudge about it.
All right, my man. Well, thank you so much for calling. She's definitely hearing, so you definitely just think I'd tell the truth. You found it, you're snooping, and you don't like it, so there it is.
Right.
All
simple
right.
and plain.
All right, honey. Thanks for calling. I really
thanks.
Appreciate it. Absolutely. It's good always to hear from the guy's side. Good morning, 931 Jams. Linda, honey, what do you think? Again, Edith found the ring that her husband had purchased for her, probably for Christmas. She knew it was there. She snooped and found it. She absolutely hates it, thinks it's the most hideous thing she's ever seen. Should she tell him that she was snooping and found it and that she hates it, or should she just keep quiet?
I think she should keep quiet.
Okay.
I think that he went in the jewelry store, he picked that ring out because that's what he liked it, and that's what he wanted to see on his white finger.
Right.
Christmas ain't about being picky. If she don't like that ring, then she go buy her own ring. But he bought that ring because he liked it, that ring, and that's the ring that he wanted for his wife. I think she should keep that ring and wear it with pride. She may not like it today, but tomorrow she'll like it. And if she understood the meaning behind the ring,
right,
then what the ring itself wouldn't matter to her. It's the fact that my husband went into a jewelry store by himself. He went through all of those rings, and this is the ring that he really liked it for me and wanted to see on my finger. If she don't want to tell her husband to give me a ring, I don't care what it look like. A man go to the jewelry store and pick me out a ring, I'm wearing it.
That's
right,
girl.
I don't care if I like it or not. I'm wearing it.
Yeah, a lot of women don't.
About me to get it.
That's right. Well, a lot of women, they don't receive jewelry anymore, so it's just nice to get, right?
It's better than some flowers. That's going to die in a couple of days.
That's very true.
Some wives ain't getting nothing at all.
I know. That's so true. All right, girl.
The sad girls is getting it. I mean, be happy. Be grateful. Quit being so selfish. You shouldn't have looked at it. I'm sure whatever you're going to give him for Christmas, he may not like it either. But he's going to smile and he's going to wear it with joy. And she should do the same thing. Tell him, quit being so selfish.
Oh, I love the enthusiasm, girl. Very good. Thank you so much, Linda, for calling, honey. Take care. And happy holidays to you. Oh, she's gone already. Okay. Yeah, so once again, a lot of people are calling in this situation with Edith snooped. And she knew that there was a ring there that her husband bought her for Christmas. She does not like it. She wants to tell him that I don't like it, or does she keep it to herself? Tia, what do you think, love?
Hi, darling.
Hi, honey.
I think that she should pretend like she never saw it, and then when she sees it, then she should be honest with him. And she could do some hints ahead of time and say, well, honey, if you got me a ring, do you know that, like, I'm kind of picky, so can I help you pick it out? Because then I would love it just as much as you love it. Kind of like that versus, no, you're not telling him you found it and snooped it and you don't like it. No.
So don't tell him that you found it and just act surprised when he opens up the present?
Right. And then tell him, baby, you would want me to be happy as ever with the ring, right?
Right.
And then you tell them that it's kind of like, it's kind of like one of those, I don't like orange, you know.
I got you, girl.
And babe, but babe, come with me and help me pick out another one.
All right. 93.1 Jams. Good morning, Maurice. What do you have to say?
Well, I have to say that the lady should for sure accept the ring and not even think twice about it. I am a widow, and my husband passed away years ago, and all I can say is a lot of women these days take for granted that they have nice husbands to buy them something.
Yeah.
And I would also like to say that maybe he actually put that ring there on purpose because he knew she'd snoop.
Ooh.
And he wanted to see if she would actually go through his stuff to see if she would find it. Because if she's doing that now, trust me, she's probably done it before.
Oh, my gosh. That is a good call. Yeah, because he's kind of like a little trap for her.
Yeah, so he probably got her a fantastic ring, and he probably just wanted to see, hey, is she going to go snooping around? Because I did ask her the ring size.
Right. But definitely. Well, I do want to say that I'm very sorry for your loss, and I do agree. You know, I didn't lose my husband, but I just lost my mom, and the one thing that I feel closest to my heart is wearing my mom's jewelry. So it is a reminder of the loved ones that had either given you something, or it's just a memory of them memory of their loss. So I just want to let you know that my thoughts go out to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling and letting Edith know what you think, honey.
No problem.
All right, bub. All right. Let's see. We've got Jessica, 931 Jams. Good morning, honey. What do you have to say?
Good morning. First of all, she shouldn't have been snooping.
Right.
And second of all, that is so sweet that he got her a ring. I wish a man would get me something nice like that. And even if she doesn't like it, who's to say that after, she's so surprised and opens it, that they go back and maybe we could trade it in for something else that's a little bit more my style or something and talk about it.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up because what happens when she gets to that point? Because I think that's something that she's trying to figure out or not. Should she just act surprised and like, yes, I love it?
Oh, I would.
Okay.
I wouldn't want him to know that I was snooping around.
Right?
Like,
yeah.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet.
Yay. But would you actually let your man know that if he really didn't like it, would you tell him or would you just keep, bite your tongue, keep it, and just wear it?
Well, first I'd act surprised and be like, oh my gosh, you're so sweet. And then just be like, this really isn't my style. Do you think maybe we could go together and look at something that maybe we could trade it in? Or, even have it redesigned. There's a lot of really cool jewelers out there that will customize already made pieces of jewelry.
Oh, they will.
And just make it more special.
That's for sure. I think Chalmers does that, so that is very true. Are you a single girl? Do you have a boyfriend?
I am. I've been single for 5 years. I'm a single mother.
Oh, my gosh. And really?
So if I had a man that was so sweet that would buy me a ring, I would not complain one bit.
I just want to say you sound really cute, and I'm sure every single guy out there is thinking that. You just sound very, very sweet. And congratulations to you, girl, for being a single mom and doing your thing, girl.
Yay!
Thank you so much, love, for calling. We really appreciate that. And for everyone, thank you.
Happy holidays.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you. You too, love. There you go, Edith. I hope this helped you out. A lot of people, of course, you calling in and letting her know what you think. And I just hope things get better for her. And she has a Merry Christmas.
Does life ever get you down? Well, just remember it could always get worse. You could always be one of these people.
At least you're not.
Yes, indeed. It's time to call out the people that weren't smart enough to get away with crimes.
I'm always so happy because it makes me feel so much better about myself.
Yeah, I committed a crime when I was 13 once.
Yeah, I believe you stole a Tupac album and a Cover Girl something.
Compact.
Cover Girl compact.
Yeah, it's the only time when I decided to follow the crowd.
Krista.
I know. I learned my lesson. Be a leader, not a follower. That's what my grandma instilled in me. All right, here we go. At least you're not a 27-year-old lady named Sabra Bouley of Sparks, Nevada. She was apparently high on MDMA. What is MDMA? I'm out of the drug scene, Aaron.
That's Molly.
Ah, very good. Okay. She was very high on Molly on Saturday and driving the wrong way down the highway.
Just having a good old party.
That's what happens. Well, someone called the cops, and when they got there, they found Sabra had driven her car off the road onto a hill.
Oh.
And what did she decide to do? She decided to get out and start dancing on the roof of the car.
Yes. Good.
Why wouldn't you, girlfriend? It's always a dance party in my head as well. Well, once the cops started approaching her, she tried to get away. Not in her car. No, that would have made too much sense. She actually tried to get away on a child's scooter.
Really?
Where did this scooter automatically just come from?
Who knows?
On a ditch.
It's magical.
Of a hill. It's magical in her mind. Well, the cops quickly caught up with her and arrested her butt. She was hit with several charges, including drug-related DUI, possession of a controlled substance, and destruction of property, which is probably including stealing a child's scooter.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
The poor kid's scooter.
Just say no. That poor thing. Here we go.
At least you're not.
At least you're not an 18-year-old guy named Reuben Hughes from Clearwater, Florida.
Oh.
Well, he got a message from his girlfriend on Saturday night, and she wanted him to come on over for a booty call.
Yes.
The good old days, right, mm-hmm. Aaron? Well, the police put it in so many words that Reuben was trying to meet his girlfriend for relations. Anyway, she didn't have to ask him twice. He hopped into his Honda Accord and started speeding to her house. But he was so focused on his mission that he was going to get a booty call that he didn't notice the cops behind him. And they were trying to pull him over, obviously, because Reuben just kept speeding towards his girlfriend and inadvertently started a high-speed chase with the cops. I mean, come on.
He was excited.
He was excited. I mean, that's the only thing you guys think about.
Yeah.
On a daily basis.
Pretty much.
It's just like
80% of what I think about.
Do you think it's something good, or do you think it's like, oh, that's something evil that was put onto us?
Keeps me entertained.
Oh, very good. I love it, Aaron. All right. Well, Reuben kept speeding towards his girlfriend, as you all know. And finally, he noticed the cops, and they pulled him over. Even when he told the cops why he was speeding, they didn't take any pity on this boy. He was arrested for felony fleeing and eluding and spent 16 hours in jail.
16 hours. Just because he wanted some booty.
We know what he was thinking about through that 16 hours.
It's my duty to get that booty, girl.
That's right, honey. Now.
Krista. Mornings on 93.1 Gems.